Worlds of the United States at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Berkner, Nafel Saramate, Nirmin Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff, Hani Massoud, Rabbi Karen, Dina Guzder. Special thanks to Julie Crosby, Becca Staley. I'm Amy Goodman. Our website is democracynow.org. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8 o'clock. Coming up next is more talk radio with hosts Celeste Carey and Cecil Prescott. Today's guests are candidates for the KBOO Board of Directors, Jason Prettyboy and Jesse Sponberg. We'll hear their visions for KBOO's future and invite your questions to the candidates.
Come one, come all to the KBOO Community Radio Book and Record Sale. Sunday, September 14th, from 9 a.m., when the KBOO members only are allowed during the first hour of the sale, and then from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., everyone can take advantage of truly interesting and unusual books, records, CDs, tapes, videos, DVDs, whatever else has been donated. The sale will take place this year at the Volunteers of America building, 537 Southeast Alder in Portland. Remember, all sales benefit your community radio station. For more information about the annual book and record sale, look at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. And don't forget to tune in to KBOO Friday night at midnight for the Broken Record Show, an offbeat sound patchwork composed entirely from items for the sale and served up by various KBOO disc jockeys and voices. That's the Broken Record Show, Friday night, September 12th from midnight till 3 a.m. on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Cascade Media Convergence, Friday, September 19th through the 21st, at the University of Oregon Turnbull Center, 70 Northwest Cooch Street in Portland. The goals of this Cascade Media Convergence are to create a space for media makers to network and share best practices, collectively learn skills, and lay the framework for continued collaboration and plant the seeds toward building a regional grassroots media coalition. There will be workshops, strategy sessions, and space and time for deeper discussions on all aspects of grassroots media. Again, that's the Cascade Media Convergence, September 19th through 21st at the University of Oregon Turnbull Center, 70 Northwest Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio. This is More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott.
My name is Celeste Carey, and you're listening to your community connection, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM in the metro area, 91.9 if you're in Points East, along the Columbia River Gorge, along the Willamette River Valley. It is 104.3, and in the ether, KBOO.FM.
And this morning, and indeed this week, during the morning talk radio slot, you will be hearing from candidates for the KBOO Board of Directors 2014 election. Those of you who are members should have received your ballot. And let me remind you that the upcoming KBOO annual membership meeting will be held on September 20th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Lotus Sea, which is located at 6 Northeast Tillamook in Portland. And if you are a member and have not received a ballot, call Sun Lee here at 503-231-8032 or email him at membership@kboo.org. Ballots should be mailed by Saturday and can be dropped off at the ballot box at the station here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and you may cast your ballot at the annual meeting until 2 p.m. Joining us this morning are two candidates for the Board of Directors, Jesse Sponberg and Jason Prettyboy. We have a set of questions to ask the candidates, and I want to encourage those of you who are listening to give us a call and share your questions to the candidates. And our numbers here are 503-231-8187.
And the lines are open. We please implore and encourage you to ask questions relevant to service at KBOO or qualifications of KBOO or interest at community outreach at KBOO. But bear in mind that those who do volunteer for board service are not involved in programming. Direct programming interests and concerns. So try to focus on that. Now, that's not to say that when you come to the meeting, you can't ask different questions. You know, you can get a sidebar. But on the air, let's try to keep it as tight and concise as possible so you can get the actual information you need to make an informed vote.
And to let's begin. And Jason, I'll begin with you, and then Jesse, you can answer as well. The role of the Board of Directors is to deal with policy and finance and to serve as ambassadors for the KBOO Foundations to listeners, members, and the broader community. What talents and strengths would you bring to the KBOO Foundation Board of Directors?
Well, first off, I'm going to actually start by saying good morning.
Hey. Yeah, good morning.
My name is Jason Prettyboy. I am a Lakota tribal member from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North and South Dakota. I've lived in Portland for about a year and a half now. Currently work for a small company called EcoTrust over on the other side of the river. As to your questions, I really have to start by saying I kind of grew up in community radio. Started from when I was about 16 years old. On a commercial station as a button pusher. I got to take the station off the air at the end of the night at midnight. And so I really understand what goes into keeping a radio station on the air and understanding that we need to create relationships with not only our listeners, but our community in general. Because, you know, not everybody is a listener to the same radio stations. That's a given. But that doesn't mean they're not a part of our community. And so as a board member, I think that relationship building on a community-wide scale is something that really needs to be put forward by the board members. You know, KBOO has its own community. We all know this to be true. I mean, it's been around. It's an institution, really. You know, there are other radio stations in the Pacific Northwest that when they start talking about community radio, the first thing out of their mouth is basically KBOO. So we know that it's working as an institution. But there's always room for improvement. And I really think that as a board member, all of my history in one, community radio, but two, in nonprofits really kind of comes to bear in being involved with sitting on the board of KBOO.
Excellent.
And we ask the same question and give you opportunity to introduce yourself as well, Jesse.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you having me here today. So right off the bat, my name is Jesse Sponberg. I'm a community organizer and an activist. And I do a lot of stuff in the city because I believe that the most important thing that we can do is all be on the same team. And I think that building bridges is the most effective way to do that. And so that's pretty much what I do every day. I try to meet new people. I try to ask them how I can help them, figure out how they can help me. And my ultimate goal is to be the mayor of Portland in 2016. And in fact, I feel like I've already won it and that we're just living in a memory right now. And I think that I could bring that same kind of teamwork approach to the KBOO board. Whereas I don't have, maybe Jason might have more experience behind the scenes of community radio. I'm just a real loyal team player, whether I'm in the role of a subordinate or whether I'm given a leadership position. I listen, I bring creative ideas to the table, and I just try to facilitate getting the bigger job done for the greater good of everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with you, Jesse. Tell us about who or what inspired you to be involved here in community radio or community radio at large.
Radio at large is, for me, it's all about information exchange and finding people that could frame the news in a way that other people can understand it and they can participate in it. And so that has grown from, you know, when I was a little kid listening to Trailblazer pregame shows and postgame shows with Steve Jones, or growing up and listening to K-Boo as a teenager when this was my first exposure to hip-hop, this brand new genre of music that blew my brain. And hip-hop at that time was the only source. And then now as an adult, being able to listen to shows like Cecil and Celeste on Monday mornings, It's all about the medium for me, man. It's just really plug your ear into my brain and let's trade information.
Great.
And the same for you, Jason.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I started out in radio, like I said, when I was about 15 or 16 years old on a small AM station in Burley, Idaho. Called KBAR. They went off the air at midnight every night. I got to be the button pusher. I got to stay on and then sit there and play on the radio. So way back then, we actually had knobs. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you all remember that, when there was knobs and you had to sit there and make sure it was in the right spot before, you know, it would kick on. So radio's been always in my blood, really. Community radio more so once I actually figured out, because we didn't really have community radio stations around that area. We still had the low power FM and AM stations, but back then they really weren't considered community radio. At that time, there were probably only maybe four or five that I know of community radio stations in the nation, most of them being in New York, San Francisco, and KBOO here in Seattle. So I didn't really get involved in community radio until way later, when I was about 18, 19 years old, when I helped start my own tribal radio station. I actually came on board about 6 months after, about a year afterwards, as a board operator. Mm-hmm. So from 18 years on, I've been in community radio, tribal community radio, regular community radio. So with KBOO, you know, again, I'd heard about them a long time. I've heard about you guys a long time ago and would listen, you know, long before internet, because we would get these bootleg tapes. I had a friend that lived here in Portland and would, like, basically just sit there, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but record the signal and then send them off to us, his friends who, you know, we lived in the hinterlands. We didn't get the cool stuff that was on the radio because we had to listen to Top 40 or whatever was on at the time. So I actually got to listen to my first Ramones album. And I got to listen to my first, I'm a punk person by heart. So I got to listen to my first Sex Pistols, the Buzz, you know, blank band. Mm-hmm. And then again, I also heard my first NWA and my first Public Enemy on here from here. So, you know, it kind of opened my eyes without even ever being in Portland. It was kind of interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And the actual, to actually be able to be a part of that, that's kind of what, you know, is my biggest goal right now, is just to be a part of that. I've been within radio in all facets, and actually being on the board of a community radio station is something that's eluded me up until this point.
Could I jump in?
Sure.
I think I have a better answer than the one I gave a minute ago.
Well, actually, hold on, because we have a couple of folks who are waiting to speak to you. So let's go to the callers first, and then you get a chance. Hold your thought and weave it in to your next answer.
Got it.
So we have Troy online. Thank you for holding, Troy. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Hey, it's Troy. How you guys doing?
Hanging out. It's Monday with sunshine.
We're still hanging out here in Southeast. We're all right.
Yep. So your question?
Well, congratulations to both you guys. My number one concern and question is I'm only concerned with the art and the actual music and related stuff that KBOO excels at and pretty much leads the country at this point in, you know, reaching out to disenfranchised and people that are being affected by wars, et cetera. And so, I mean, most of the American public is not that concerned about, you know, all the different issues that are going on. They're not being addressed. And KABU is doing that a lot more than a lot of other radio stations are. My question to both candidates is, if you were relegating resources and you had, Jesse said that he was interested in being the mayor of Portland in 2016. That's awesome. And so my question is that if you were seeing what was being effective, how would you be able to rate what being effective would be? Like how would you say this is being effective, and how would you be able to tell what is being effective and how people are responding to what KABU does?
I'll jump in there. This is Jason. You know, I really think that what makes KABU effective and what we can really look at as the benchmark is the actual community. People like yourself, Troy, who are excited and who are also knowledgeable about what's really going on. And I think KABU actually lends itself to that really well, because it's the ability to go out there and give a voice to the voicelessness. Those that don't have that voice, those are the ones that we actually need to hear from. I mean, we can hear from our elected officials and, you know, no offense when you're finally mayor, but, you know, we can hear from our elected officials a dime a dozen because they're always in the news. But how often do you hear from the person that's sitting underneath the overpass over there? How often do you hear from, you know, the person of color that doesn't have that voice to, you know, to be shouting out there, that it's basically the whisper in the wind? You know, that's what KABU does. And
that is definitely true. And that is the most important thing that I think KABU has been working on is breaking through all different racism issues. Like, that is my number one thing. Is like, that breaks my heart, is when people, and there's feelings about that, especially, you know, among a lot of the minority communities in Portland, that work like that is not being done, and that is not true. And like, that is the number one enemy of the heart, is to people that don't feel like they are at the equal status or whatever of other people. And that is the number one thing that is like really like the number one issue. Yeah, the bigger issues, you know, with the war and stuff like that, are things that most programmers and most radio stations don't address. KABU may be the only station that I know of that does that.
So okay, Troy. So can Troy or Jesse expect your co-nomination for when he runs for mayor?
Anybody from KABU is gonna do a good job.
Oh,
I mean,
all right.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, it's like I don't, that's how I feel about it. I mean, you see that KABU as a radio station is a lead on things that even the major nation, even the major.
You're
okay,
so right,
so
but
Troy,
I hear
Troy,
Jess.
Troy,
I
hear. And Jason, I really want to give Jesse a chance to weigh in on this briefly, so I'm gonna have to cut that part short
I'll keep it short. And I want to make something very, very clear. I don't know for sure that I could improve KABU. Okay? My goal here isn't coming and saying, KABU, I can help you guys be better. Because KABU is already incredible. I want to make KABU more of a resource for those disenfranchised people. I want to make sure those people know, hey, not only is there a voice like yours, but you can tune into KABU. You can hear it. If you want to, you could have your own show. You could come in here and volunteer. I think I need to sell KABU less and just let those people know that there's resources out there. The same as if I let them know where you can go get a school coat, or I let them know where there's hot soup being served somewhere on a sidewalk. I want to fill the needs of the community through KABU, and I think that that's what I would bring to the team is the resource of KABU, and I think I would represent it well.
That definitely needs to be done. I mean, that's a really good
okay.
idea.
Okay,
that's
Troy. Okay, well, thank you so much, Troy, for your call.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good morning.
Uh-huh, bye. You too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio Station. This is More Talk Radio. I'm Cecil Prescott with...
I'm Celeste Carey.
And we're speaking with two candidates for the board of directors. Here at KBOO, Jesse Sponberg and Jason Prettyboy. We want to remind you, if you are a member, to turn in your ballot by September 20th. And if you have not received your ballot, please let our membership coordinator, Sun Lee, knows here at 503-231-8032, or email him at membership@kboo.org. Let's ask another question to our two candidates, and then we'll go to the those who are waiting.
Uh-huh.
But first, thank you for sharing, Jesse and Jason, your thoughts about your involvement in community radio. Let me ask, you know, as a member of the board of directors, the board consists of 12 members. And if you are elected, you will be expected to collaborate with those other 11 members. Can you give an example when you work towards a decision in a collaborative method?
And especially in a group setting.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of an easy one for me, because this question kind of comes up a lot. Occupy Portland really changed my life. Before Occupy Portland, it changed my life in so many ways. First of all, it taught me about systemic abuses versus, I used to be a guy that would just plug my hole in the leaky dam and then stand there all day with my finger in the dam. Mm-hmm. And it taught me that it's a bigger problem than just that this kid doesn't have shoes or that this person doesn't have a light bill. It's a pyramid scheme, a trickle-down economic problem that affects everybody. So what I learned at Occupy Portland was that in order to really solve these problems, you're going to need to work with a diverse group of people. And it didn't get much more diverse than Occupy Portland. I was forced to, you know, it was a baptism by fire. I was forced to immediately just begin working with all these, not fringe voices, but marginalized voices, you know, and it's not color or gender or orientation or economic class. It's just that I've always been like a guy with blinders on. And then I was just immediately forced to solve problems within the infamous GAs. I'm sure you guys remember the twinkle fingers and all those terrible things that I hated participating in at the time. But then I quickly learned to adapt, and I learned that really the only way to solve a problem is through one big team. And I just always, that's my slogan, that's my hashtag. I put that on everything, one big team. And that's all, like I said a minute ago, I can't come to Cable and be like, hey, I'm going to do all this awesome stuff. But I can come to Cable and say, hey, if you need a loyal teammate to help you with what you're already doing, call me. I ride shotgun better than anybody I know. I don't always have to drive. I'm perfectly happy sitting in the passenger seat, just messing with the radio and checking the Google Maps.
Excellent. And Jason, example working in collaborative
way. You know, I've actually worked a lot with different groups of different size, different ethnicity, different gender. I come out of the nonprofit world, which tends to lend itself to that. And while, you know, I can't really say that I've ever, you know, been with like a group like Occupy or anybody else like that, because, you know, normally I'm still at work when they're doing these things. And that's the unfortunate problem of having to actually pay bills sometimes. You end up having to miss these great things that would be, you know, eye-opening. But having said that, the work actually lends itself to that as well. You know, working in nonprofits, you come with a bunch of people that have different ideals, different thought processes, and trying to get them all together onto one page is basically herding cats. Especially when you have boards of directors that are of larger nonprofits, of larger organizations. Again, because these are very single-minded people, they're individualistic in nature. And again, getting these people to come together into any kind of consensus equals basically herding cats. So I've had some experience in doing that. The one that comes to mind is actually working in Boise, Idaho, with a local group of activists. Well, now, you know, Idaho is not the bestest of states for anybody that's not, you know, WASPy. And so working with these people, trying to get your voice heard, you know, you end up running into all kinds of different roadblocks, and people set up their own roadblocks. That's the bad thing about it too, because people are used to being pushed down. So trying to get them to at least realize that themselves, they are the leaders, they are the ones that need to move forward. You know, again, bringing this back to organizations, most of the board of directors, they already know they're leaders, but it's actually telling them to step back from that leadership and become a member of the group. That's what they actually need, not the push in leadership. It's to remind them that you are just a member of a group.
So. Thank you. And let's go to our next caller who has a question. Sunny, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Celeste and Cecil, and also good morning to your guest. And first, I'd like to say, Cecil and Celeste, I appreciate your presence on the radio. I appreciate every Monday you come in with a calm, peaceable, very level approach to your subjects. I just think you're real pros, and I like your presence.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. The first thing I'm going to say is I have an idea. I think that KBOO might consider having like a youth week where we just turn the radio over to the young people that want to get involved in radio, because I don't believe that radio is a dead medium, and I know they don't think so either, because it's so accessible when people are in their cars, when they're coming and going. They turn to the radio. They really do. Mm-hmm. And a youth week where we just allow the young people, hey, you got an idea for a show, KBOO's going to let you have the radio for a whole week. That's just an idea. I'd like to see what your guests think about that, but more importantly, I want to move on to the next subject. I believe, like many other KBOO listeners, that the news, the journalism, is so important, and daytime public issue programming for KBOO, I think, is just superior. Wonderful job. But I think our coverage around Ferguson, Missouri was terrible. We were not getting hourly updates. We weren't getting daily updates. Sometimes I'd call into the station. Other people would call into the station. And some of the people that were behind the mic doing their shows had no idea what was going on in Ferguson or that anything was going on at all. And Ferguson is just the tip of the iceberg as far as the challenge that our country is facing, worse and worse challenges to our freedom. And journalism and news support is so central to keeping the people informed and what they need to know. So I was wondering about your opinions or what you might do to strengthen the news department, or if you think it needs strengthened, or what the priority is on news, especially around Ferguson, which we will all pay close attention to.
Hey, Sonny, can I ask you a question? Because I want to condense this so they both have a shot, because you've asked a really dense and a very relevant question. So first, let me kind of throw out the youth program as a separate question and mix it in and say, for the candidates, and let me know if this captures the gist of it, of asking them about not only plugging the youth in more, but finding ways for all programmers to be a little bit more updated on breaking news and important news trend issues that affect us at a deeper level. Because what I hear in you say is not only can we know a little bit more about what's going on, but can other programmers be better prepared to tell us a little bit more about either really important breaking news issues or breaking trends or news trends, I should say. Is that closer to what quicker?
Well put, Celeste.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, let me start with Jason here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was formulating my answer there.
That's all right. I'm sorry, but we try to switch it up back and forth so both of you have a chance to be first.
So, first off, I really think that youth are really the future of this, and you're exactly right in saying that, you know, radio is not a dead medium. It is not, by far. It's still here. We're still kicking. And getting the youth involved in any way, shape, or form is always a good thing. Now, to the next part of that question, I've been in news journalism. I was the news director for a NPR station in Idaho, and The thing that always comes back to me, and this is one of my own priorities with running for the board for KABU, is there is never enough money for journalism, because you have to pay your journalists to go out there and find these stories. And in this day and age, we don't have real journalists anymore, because, and this is a total front to everybody out there, and you're probably going to yell at me and scream at me and everything else, but we don't have the people that are looking for those stories anymore. Anymore in radio, it tends to be just rip and read, where you just take the headlines that someone else has written, rearrange them and read them. And I'm saying this as a person that's done this on an NPR-based station. We don't have the people that look for the stories anymore. We don't have the people that are on the ground in the trenches anymore. KABU does. And that's where I think that as a board director, I really think that we need to start funneling money. And I use the term funneling really loosely, but moving money towards actually creating a journalism staff here at KABU that would be able to go out and create these stories and create the contacts, because we're not going to send somebody to Ferguson, Missouri. You know, we're not going to be able to do that. But we know somebody knows somebody that is in these areas. And to be able to bring those contacts, to be able to bring them on the air and get up-to-date updates. Get, you know, hourly updates on these breaking news stories. They're happening all the time. We're never going to be at the level of a huge conglomerate news station that has billions of dollars to throw at this, but we can do our best with what we have. And so, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with this. I think we need to give more money to the journalist side of KABU so they can actually go out and get these stories and give them to the public.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jason. And Jesse?
Man, you know, Jason, I really hope you get elected. I really do. I really hope you. Maybe not at the cost of me not getting elected, but I hope you.
Well,
get elected.
When you win mayor, I want a job.
Man, I'll have like 20 staffers under me. So
you think that now?
So okay, the first question, the Kids Week on the news. I don't know. That might be a little pie in the sky. Might not be practical, but I really believe that. In fact. I'm a single father, and my son just turned 19 on Friday, and his butt goes to Mount Hood Community College for the broadcasting course, you know, because I believe in the medium, and I believe that even with the future, boy, go get that degree, go get that 2-year, and then you can do whatever, because radio, maybe on the terrestrial dial, might someday die, but it's not going to die as a medium. Mm-hmm. It's not the talk show form is not going to die. And then that segues nicely into the second question, which I kind of feel the opposite of the caller. I feel like in 2014, everybody is in such a hurry to come out with a news bulletin, a news break. And I appreciate the decorum of a station like KABU that can be more sophisticated and lean back on the news. You don't have to be TMZ. You don't have to be, you know, breaking news. We know this. When half the time the news that comes out of there isn't even true. I mean, Lord forbid that somebody came out, and if you would have come out trying to chase the news, that destroys credibility. So I think of KABU a lot of times like the grandfather in the room. He might not talk the most, but when grandpa talks, everybody else needs to shut up and listen, because he's only going to talk a couple times. And I think that KABU is distinguished and separate from other radio stations by having that decorum.
You're listening to KBOO, More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil. I'm here with Celeste. We're speaking with two of the candidates for the board of directors of KABU, Jason Prettyboy and Jesse Sponberg. Let me remind you, if you are a member, your ballots must be returned by September 20th. We hope that you will mail them by this Saturday. If you have not received your ballot, please let Sun Lee know here at the radio station, and you will get a ballot, and you can also drop off your ballot here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And
at 20 Southeast 8th.
Thank you.
Portland, Oregon. There you go.
Thank you.
97214, in case you wanted to do a search on it.
Okay. Before we go to our next question, let me maybe expand what the two of you were talking about in our previous caller mentioned in terms of the challenges you see facing KABU. What for you are the most important challenges that KABU might face this coming year? Go with you first, Jesse.
Well, I think on any smaller radio station, immediately the challenge is funding, obviously. But if we can all just agree on that, then the next challenge that I see is maybe, let me pick my words carefully, making it less hippie, making it more appealing to the mainstream listener that doesn't realize the quality of programming that's on KBOO, that just thinks of it as you know, just a long hair station where everybody speaks real nicely and quietly. I think that maybe bridging that gap and having a goal of every single person in the city at least listening to an hour or two of programming on KBOO every week.
So I want you to expand that. How can you give an example of how you would do that, make it less hippie or any ideas? I mean, I think it's good to have that as a goal, and maybe that's good enough. Just give you the opportunity if you...
Just be really, really participatory. KBOO already is really participatory in a lot of things. You'll find a KBOO booth or you'll find KBOO sponsoring. Mm-hmm. I would just like to expand that.
Excellent.
Expand it. That's it. I mean, it's doing great. Mm-hmm. It's doing great. I don't really want to change anything. Just maybe enhance and broaden the spectrum of the ears that we reach out.
Certainly. Jason.
Mm-hmm. You know, I tend to agree that one of the biggest problems we're facing is that listenership. You know, the problem with becoming an institution is once you've done it, you know, sometimes there is no other place to go. We have our listener audience that pretty much stays the same. Mm. How do we branch out of that? You know, that is a question. That is a viable question. Is it offering different programming? Is it offering different viewpoints on different programming? Who knows? You know, that's kind of something for the marketers. That's the ones that have to sit back and actually say, well, you know, if we did this, would this happen? I really think that, you know, the voices are really reflect our listenership. I really do. The voices that are on KBOO reflect the listenership that we have. And we have such a diverse group of voices on this radio station. So I think we're pretty diverse. You know, are we going to get the soccer mother? Yeah, we will. Are we going to get the right-wing soccer mother? Probably not. But do we really want that?
Do we want her?
Yeah, no. That's the question there. The other thing that I really...
Well, why not?
I was just going to say we do, though.
We do. We want them to change their mind. We want them to be open to changing their mind.
We want them to be open to new ideas.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
And the other thing that I think about, I really think about, is actually volunteerism. We need to get more volunteers out. That's something that we're facing as well. You know, I've volunteered for a number of things that have happened in the past. I actually get to pitch every once in a while when we do the fundraising, because I love to talk, basically, is what it is. But, I really think we need more volunteers, because every time I came to pitch, which was spread out amongst a week, there were the same faces over and over again. We need a more diverse crew of faces that are willing to come out and volunteer. And granted, I haven't been to every event, so maybe there are. But again, I think that Annie and Jesse, they do a really good job of of wrangling volunteers, because again, you know, to use the analogy of herding cats, that's another one where you're going to herd cats no matter what happens. So I think, you know, giving them more support and getting more people out to volunteer, that is another thing that we're facing.
I want to ask a side question, but I'm going to go to the callers instead. If you want to join in the conversation, the phone number is 503-231-8187. It is 8:39. If you want to get your question in, you need to hurry up and get on here on the stacks. And we do invite you to do so. We're going to go to our next caller. Good morning, Eugene.
Good morning. How are you doing? Thanks for having this forum today. Cecil and Celeste, really appreciate your show. My question is pretty simple. KBOO is a sort of unique nonprofit in this world in that it's member-supported. The people who listen and the people who are KBOO members pay the bills. You got about 5,000 members right now. How do you see reaching out to people and getting the message out that it's critically important that they support KBOO with contributions so we can keep on doing radio?
Thank you.
You know... being a part of, this is Jason, by the way, being a part of the fund drives, I really realized that, you know, the poorest of the poor are usually the ones that give the most.
Absolutely.
And I really think that it's those that maybe have a little bit more. Those are the ones that need to give a little bit more as well. And, you know, I always look at it in this term, in these terms. If you have 5,000 people that give a dollar each, that's $5,000. If they have, you know, give $2 each, it's, you know, $10,000. We all maybe need to up. Those of us that are members need to up our giving, really. But then we need to speak to our friends, our neighbors, our, you know, countrymen, lend me your ears kind of type thing, and say, hey, this is radio worth listening to. This is radio worth backing, because it is the only local voice left in this area. This is the only voice of the people. Yeah, and anybody should be able to get behind that. And, you know, again, maybe your program isn't, maybe KBU programming isn't exactly your niche, but there is always something on here that appeals to everybody. You know, be it, you know, old time country, be it radio theater, be it the talk shows in the morning, there is something that appeals to everybody. And we need to support, you know, and we need to get that message out that you listen, you need to support this, because, you know, it isn't a dying medium, but it is certainly, you know, it is going through its, you know, throes right now. It's going through a downturn. Do we need to push this? Yes, we do. We need to get everybody out there saying, all right, give me $5, give me $10. And, you know, that's, I think, a part of the board is getting out there and using those connections and saying, hey, you know what? I know you gave X amount of dollars to that other radio station. Why don't you half that, give them that, and then give us the other half? You know, things like that.
That's great.
Okay.
I'm gonna give a little bit of transparency right here. Talking people out of money is probably my least favorite thing to do, and I'm not really good at it. I believe that there's other ways to go roundabout and solve maybe some of the problems that are easier, more easily solved by money. But I understand, obviously, the importance of money in this capitalist society, where the electric company's not gonna just let you run on karma. But I really don't have a real clever answer, you know, at 9 a.m. how I'm gonna solve KBU's financial problems. But I can tell you that I understand it's a problem, and I will absolutely work diligently with anybody who has a better solution than me. And I'm sorry if that wasn't the answer you're looking for, but
I appreciate your candor.
I'd rather give you a real one than a fake one.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks again.
All right, thank you, Eugene.
And we'll go to our next caller.
Oops. Let's go to our next caller, George.
Good morning, George. George, are you with us? Okay, let's go to James. Thank you for holding. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I had a question for both panelists. My question is, how would you both, or what would you both recommend KBU could do to keep encouraging marginalized voices to be heard on the radio?
That's a good question. Thank you.
I guess I'm first on this one. Outreach, outreach, outreach. Just because there are marginalized voices on the show doesn't mean that every marginalized community understands that there's a voice out there that speaks to them, that understand that there's a mouthpiece that has parallel paths as you. And I think if we reached out to the marginalized, I hate to keep using that word marginalized, but I don't know another word that would fit there. But I just think if everybody knew this resource was here, I mean, I've lived in Portland my whole life. I'm 40 years old, and sometimes I'll forget and I won't even turn into KBU for a week or two, and I'll go, you know what, man, KBU could give me what I'm looking for right now. And even if it's just something as modest as a morning talk show, it's there. But I think that, once again, I'll come back to the point that I don't think KBU needs to change a lot of stuff. I just think that maybe we need a louder voice in the community.
So you said outreach. Can you give an example of an outreach that you've done, or that we may do?
Anything, or that you think is necessary for our unique position?
Well, see, outreach is what I do. That's what I feel like I bring to the table. I put diverse groups of people together for a common goal. It's usually not cash. It's usually in-kind donations. Mm-hmm. Whether it's food wars, you know, I just threw my 7th annual food wars, which raises canned food for people. And, you know, we got 400 or 500 people that show up every year for that. Or we just did the coat drive, which raised about 1,000 coats for the PTA clothing closet for kids that, you know, have economically induced self-esteem issues. Things like that, and making sure that all those people know, hey, do you know about KBOO? Do you know this is our programming? Do you know this is what we have to offer you? And just push that everywhere. Just push it everywhere and just saturate the market. You know what I don't feel like is enough? I don't feel like there's enough KBOO programming on my Facebook. I got 3,500 Facebook friends, and many of my friends, many of my actual personal friends work for KBOO. And I still feel like I don't see KBOO represented enough. I feel like maybe the marketing would be the answer to that.
Okay.
You know?
Excellent. Okay, Jason.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that one of our best strengths is actually a weakness as well, though, and it is the diversity of program. We have a lot of programming. 24 hours, 7 days a week, and plus with the internet programming that we have a lot of programming, and it's a strength, but at the same time, it does lend to itself to weakness because somebody is going to only listen for 1 hour a day while they listen to their favorite show. We want that person to keep that radio on afterwards. You know, does that mean streamlining the program? Does that mean changing the format that's worked for how many years? I don't think so, no. But I think it means actually getting these people that have the radio on to keep the radio on, to keep it on as noise, keep it on as that. I remember years ago, I worked for a small radio station in the Dakotas, and what we did is actually took radios and basically broke them so they would only play our station. We had about 150 of them, and they just handed them out to people. And so the only way they were going to listen to the radio is listen to our station. You know, is it that kind of way that we need to go? Maybe. So if anybody has, 100,000 radios laying around that, you know, we can break and to put them only on one station, I think we should all be for that. Getting everybody to listen to, you know, that's another problem that radio runs into because there are so many other forms of media. There's the internet, you know, we have a presence on the internet. People should be listening to us during the day. Why aren't they? You know, I think once we figure that problem out, you know, I think world peace is the next big problem after that.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Sounds like a plan.
So we want you to continue listening here and without breaking your radio. Stay tuned because at 9 is the OMO Variety Hour. At 10 is Air Cascade Air. Headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Locus Focus features a rebroadcast of a program on the health and safety concerns from fracking, the Eagle Ford Shale play in Texas. At 11, Health Watch, Dr. David Naiman speaks with Dr. Martin Blank about his book, Overpowered, The Danger of Electromagnetic Radiation. At 11:30 on Radio Zine, we hear about Two Rivers, One City, a collaboration between Columbia Riverkeeper and Groundwork Portland to highlight the impacts of toxins in our rivers to Portland residents. And thank you, all KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you may become one. If you are a current member, you can vote in the Board of Elections. So,
and please do so.
So go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today.
All righty. We have one more caller holding on. Good morning, George. You're on the air. Hello, George.
It's you, George.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You got me now. Mm-hmm. I have spent my entire career in broadcasting, television broadcasting in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I moved back to Portland a couple of years ago, and I'm glad I found KBOO. But down there, we had KPFA, the Pacifica station, and it seemed like everybody knew about KPFA. And I come up here, and I'm very active with Senior Studies Institute, which is works under the auspices of Portland Community College. And there's a lot of active, interested older citizens, people, seniors, in that group. And I asked them about KBOO. It seems to me that nobody up here knows about KBOO. And in commercial television, we're constantly trying to increase the size of our audience because we charge based on this for advertising, based on audience size. And it seems like KBOO needs to do much more to market themselves, to increase their audience size. I get so frustrated when I try to tell people to watch KBOO. They look at me like, KBOO, what in the heck is that?
Okay, so I'm going to cut you here because you've asked a great question, but I'm going to also lay a challenge on you, though, George.
Pardon? Pardon me?
I have to lay a challenge on you. You need to come to KBOO and share your talents and your skills.
Well, I do think about that, believe me.
Okay, well, stop thinking and do, because I'm going to be looking for you.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you brought up a good plan, but see, you're our boots on the ground. You are our boots on the ground. So when our candidates talk about outreach, it's not just them going out. It's you coming in. And that way we complete the circle. But I'm going to go ahead and cut you so that Jason and Jesse can answer. Okay, really quickly. Go ahead.
Okay. Get the email addresses of the people who are members and communicate with them. I often see an article in the New York Times and say, oh, I got to send this to all my friends. And so I copy it and send it to all my friends. If you came in with send email things to their members, then they could pass on to other people. You could get that, tree.
Email tree. Okay.
Hey, and this is why we need you here.
Yes.
and sharing those ideas,
mm-hmm.
George.
On our development committee. Yes, we need
maybe
you.
Maybe I'll go to your upcoming get together.
Yes. No, don't maybe. Come, please.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for a great call and for your enthusiasm.
Okay.
And for our candidates, I'll let you choose who's going to jump in on this.
Me?
Oh, no,
not
like
you,
the candidates, because for them to respond to you.
I guess I could go first. George kind of echoed one of my last answers, and that is, I just think, outreach, outreach, outreach. And I think that's one of the things that I can lend best is, my notoriety. I have a certain amount of notoriety in this city. I do lots of stuff. I reach out to a lot of people. I wear the skin off my hand by high-fiving and hugging people all day long. And I think that just my association with KBOO would help a lot of people go, you know what, we're going to have to check out KBOO. Mm-hmm. My buddy Jesse is on the board of directors of that. Let's start supporting him more. And I think that that could snowball, and snowballs rarely roll uphill. So I think that that's the first start. Is maybe getting, the reason that I did this was because I saw that Mike Crenshaw, my dear friend Mike,
mm-hmm.
Got hired here. And I know it wasn't for Mike's financial expertise. I know that Mike got this job because Mike is a pillar in the community. And people say, oh man, Mike Crenshaw's working with KBOO? That's how I ended up here. And then people will go, Mike Crenshaw and Jesse Spornberg are both with KBOO? Maybe I need to go join those guys and see what's going on down at KBOO that's so special.
Excellent.
All righty. And Jason?
You know, I hate to steal a turn of phrase from one of our past presidents, but we need to win the hearts and minds. I really think that, we're not into the community as much as we should be and as much as we can be. Whether that's, doing shows live from certain areas of Portland, whether that's just setting up on a street corner with, a table and booth. And again, this comes back to the volunteers. We need more volunteers here. We need more people that are willing to get out there and spread the word that is the goodness of KBOO. And I think that that's kind of where we start. We get those volunteers, we get those people that have this love for this medium, this form of media that is on the air here in Portland. And we push it, we keep pushing it. We get it out there. We get the hearts and minds. Now, that's how you win wars, according to some person that probably didn't win that war. But, that's supposedly how you do it. But I think with it here, yes, that's the way you do it. You get out there and you get into the... I always think of there's an old Star Trek episode where, somebody gets their little brain insect in their thing and they start, being susceptible to suggestion.
They
I think
become
that's what
a
we
pod
need.
Person.
That's what we need to do, though. We need to make them into KBOO pod people where they, love KBOO and promote KBOO and push KBOO, but maybe with their own free will.
Okay.
If I lose because I didn't use a Star Trek reference, I'm going to be so mad at myself.
No, you're not. You're just going to use your energies to do other things. All righty. Well, thank you so much. Now, I have one final question here. What is your favorite KBOO show?
This one?
Oh. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. Answer. That's not going to work. flattery is nice, but no, tell me really, if you've listened to KBOO.
Do you listen to KBOO? You know what my favorite radio show is? there's two of them, actually, and I don't know the name of the second one because I happened to be here during the show and didn't catch the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one is Rose City Native Radio with Jackie Malmstrom.
All right.
You know, that's my favorite show right now because it's back on the air. It's giving a voice again to the voiceless, the Native people. We had shows for a long time. We didn't mm-hmm. have them for a long time. They're mm-hmm. back again. Jackie is a young woman who is going places, and you don't realize how hard it is to put together a weekly show. You all do.
Oh, yeah.
And how to keep that going, you know, day or week after week, day after day. So Rose, you know, City Native Radio is my favorite show. But the second one is the show that came on after it, and it's a young woman who's playing vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the name of her.
What time and what day?
Don't like steal my answer.
It's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
8 or 9 o'clock
at night.
We're
talking about Dina B on the sound box.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Dina.
I think so.
8 or 9 o'clock on Saturday.
On a Saturday, I think it was. And it
Saturday
was,
night?
Yeah, it was some young woman who was dressed like she had walked out of the 40s playing vinyl.
No, that wouldn't be.
Well,
not,
okay.
Okay, that not on a Tuesday night. You. Yeah.
Dina.
Okay.
You know, my old one was the Fwesh Connection with DJ Fwesh
mm-hmm.
back 15, 18 years ago. I used to come in here and we used to bribe him to play our music when I was first starting to make music.
Bribe him to play music.
I didn't know any better.
We should have beeped that out. That's like FCC violation all over the place. I hope you know better now.
Oh, I do. I was young. I didn't know any better.
All right.
My other favorite show is Positively Revolting.
Right.
Because I have so mm-hmm. many personal friends are constantly being interviewed on that show.
All right.
The only problem is I don't like waking up that early.
Oh. But,
well, that's
but
what podcast
here this
is
morning.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did mm-hmm. make it here this morning.
So thank you. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you both for joining us this morning.
Hey, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to ask one more question.
Okay, we got.
What will you do, and make it quick, though, so we don't get kicked off the air. What will you do if you're not elected?
Well, actually, I am finishing up training. Not that I really...
No, I mean right here at KBOO. What will you do?
Not that I really need it. Mm-hmm. But I'm finishing up training so I can actually spell Jackie whenever she needs it on Rose City Native Radio. So I'll actually be coming on board, hopefully, as a host in the future.
Okay. Jesse?
Man, I can't lie. My feelings will hurt. My feelings will be hurt. I'll be upset. I'll be really upset. I strive for success in everything I do. I'm very competitive. But if I lose to you, I'll be very happy, Jason.
Okay,
I think your answers were great. But I'll be really sad. I'll be really sad. I
so
really
you're
want this.
So you just gonna stay in here in the middle of the floor and be sad? You're not gonna keep.
Well, I'll go outside.
No, you're supposed to say I'm gonna still be involved in KBOO because I love it.
Oh, you could have told me what answer you wanted from me.
No.
I gave you the honest one.
No. Well, okay.
I'll be mad.
But
so
we
please
know you're
vote for me so I don't get mad, everybody.
No. Vote for him because you think he's good for the job. And if he doesn't get elected, he's still going to be here. That's the answer. Well, I loved having you on. Yes, it is. See, because now I've got you. I got you on the air. You're not, you know,
man.
Hey, the bottom line is that your service is what's important. And if that door doesn't open, you take the one that does. And you stay here and you dig in and you go get George and bring him here.
Right? George, I'm waiting for you. Right.
So
well,
we
want
to
thank
you both.
Thank you both. Joining us this morning are two candidates for the KBOO Board of Directors, Jason Prettywater and Jesse Sponberg. Want to remind all of you who are KBOO members to please turn in your ballots by Saturday, September 20th. If you have not received one, you may contact Sun Lee here at 503-231-8032 or membership at kboo.org. My name is Cecil Prescott.
My name is Celeste Carey, and this is your Community Connection, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Stay tuned.
Thank you. On September 8th, the UV-746 tugboat is broadcasting live from 7 to 8 p.m. with a crew of authors, musicians, and performers.
That train, when it came in, it was going pretty fast.
Featuring the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Get you a glass of water out of one of those springs.
New histories of old folk music.
And sprinkle a little lemon juice in it.
Train hopping, wobblies, and the Great Depression. Told from the utopia of cigarette trees where the cops have wooden legs. At 7 p.m., the tugboat on the Willamette lights up for a special one-time broadcast. Listen in at 90.7 KBOO and find out more at steamradiosyndicate.com.
This boy got it so bad, he said he wished he was a mole in the ground. He got it bad. Lord, I wish I was a mole in the ground. Lord, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. If I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a baby in mama's arm. I wish I was a baby in mama's arm. If I was a baby in mama's arm, could nobody do me no harm. Lord, I wish I was a baby in mama's arm.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Old Mole Variety Hour, brought to you by the continually corporate-free KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Ivan Hale, and our engineer is Joe Clement. The Old Mole Variety Hour is one of the many locally and voluntarily produced programs brought to you by this radio station. We bring you interviews and commentary, movie and book reviews from a national and international perspective. We are a collective, choosing to find power in our diversity, utilizing the dissonance to strengthen our cohesion, and bring to you each week challenging, thoughtful, provocative, and revolutionary ideas. We strive to stimulate your Monday morning and move with you in your day with whatever personal revolution you choose to impart. Kicking off our show, Laurie Mercier will speak with Gary Young about the aftermath of the Michael Brown murder in Ferguson, Missouri, and systemic racism in the U.S. Then, Bill Resnick talks with Catherine Badgley about the negative environment